It is one of the most highly anticipated events of any year here in the Detroit region, and that is America's Thanksgiving Parade coming down Woodward. And while there are still a lot of I's to dot and T's to cross about the logistics of it this year, the one thing that we know is who will be leading that parade, whatever form it takes. And to tell us more about it is a guy I've known for 40 years, Tony Michaels, president and CEO of the parade company. Go Chips, Tony.
Hey, you know, I was just thinking, guy, we have known each other for over 40 years. It's crazy.
It is, especially since we're only in our 30s, you know.
Yeah, you were hanging out in the Zeta house, and I was the busboy. Does it get any better than that?
and we were all enjoying the company of the Zeta beauties. I love the selections for this year's Grand Marshals. We've got, yeah. let's take care of the two big names that we all know so well, Hall of Famer Calvin Johnson, Megatron, and Bishop Edgar Vann, who on so many levels really represents the spirit of Detroit.
Yeah, we are just so proud of this class. Calvin Johnson, great receiver, Detroit Lions, NFL, just inducted into the Hall of Fame. And at his induction ceremony, he said, "Detroit is my home. This is where I live, and this is where I stay." That said it all. And what a great choice. What a great human being he really is. And Bishop Edgar Vann, I called him, and he's the rock of Detroit. He really is. He is a very special human being who has been there through thick and thin. And you talk about elated and talk about happy and so proud to accept this. It's a great class. And then there's that third one, guy.
The wild card. You know what?
The wild card.
You don't know where she's. You don't know where she might lead this parade, Tony. she can go rogue. We're talking about my former boss, longtime friend, collaborator, producer, Marla Drutz, who has served important roles both at WXYZ and, of course, more recently as vice president and general manager at WDIV.
Yeah, I through your career, you get to work with people, great people, who really care. I mean, really care. And so many people around us, everybody cares. Marla Drutz cares as much as anybody I have ever met in my entire career. She gives it her all. Every decision, everything we did together with the station, the parade company, was about being great. And she never, ever wavered. When she told me she was going to retire, I have to tell you, my heart sunk, because I know, you know, Bob Ellis is going to be great. He's going to be phenomenal. But in this situation, we're losing a phenomenal, phenomenal human being. And as I said, who cares every single minute. Just a wonderful, wonderful person, Marla Drutz, our honorary Grand Marshal.
So I've got to tell you, Tony, and let me just tell a little bit about Marla here, because I think I'm one of the few guys in town that have worked with her at two different locations. And some folks may look at this and say, oh, there goes the parade company giving a kiss off to WDIV for all their years of support. There's a certain degree of that. That's true. But here's what they need to know about Marla Drutz. In 1996, she looked at the North American International Auto Show that had only had the international designation for a year. She said, we need to elevate this event. And she devoted 2 hours of prime time coverage of it on Channel 7 and spearheaded that and elevated that event, elevated the attendance at the charity preview, and did a great job of helping from the media side to make that the event that it is today. Then she did it a few years later with the Woodward Dream Cruise. So her work, as much as she's done at WDIV, I also know that we're honoring her for what she has done over the course of her career, elevating two events with the power of a big-time TV station behind them to make them not just big regional events, but national and international events through our coverage. And that's really what I'm proudest of what Marla has achieved.
Absolutely, Guy. And as people know, and I hope they know, we're syndicated in 185 cities across America with America's Thanksgiving Parade presented by Gardner White. And Marla says, how do we make this right? Because the first hour is syndicated and never, never a word. How do we make this work to pump it out from DIV to this national audience? It's every part of it. How do we get the right interviews for our great sponsors? It just never ends. And I come back to that care, the heart, the soul, and my God, we have a great class, and there's our honorary Grand Marshal, Marla Drutz.
Just one of many reasons why we're looking forward to Thanksgiving Day, as we always do here in Detroit. And, Tony, if you can figure out a way to get a Lions win, that will make you an even bigger hero than you already are.
We'll try.
Maybe if you can convince that Grand Marshal to give the Lions a little on-the-field support, if he could just run a few routes, that would be awesome. Just a one-day contract, dear God in heaven.
Well, he'll be done on Woodward by noon, so maybe.
Yeah. Calvin, we know you can do it. Tony, thanks so much. And my good friend, always a wonderful chance to talk with you.
Thank you, Guy. Thank you.